trolleys are being stacked high in supermarkets across the country this week as shoppers fill their fridges ahead of the festive feasting season. But for a rising number of people, even the basics can be hard to afford, not just at Christmas, but all year round. Midwest Simon, the organisation that provides access to food, emergency accommodation and permanent housing, has seen a 25% increase in people registering for aid from its food banks this year when compared to 2024. The charity, which operates in Limerick, Clare and Tipperary, helped more than 6,000 people this year and distributed 30,000 food parcels throughout the region. In Limerick alone, Midwest Simon disperses an average of 350 food parcels weekly. Our reporter Peter O'Connell visited its busy pre-Christmas food bank yesterday at the King's Island Community Centre in Limerick City.
I'm more than grateful, only for them people wouldn't survive. So only for these people helping you, you just wouldn't get there.
That's one of the many people availing of the Midwest Simon Food Bank in Limerick this week. She says that in her experience, assistance from the food bank is badly needed.
Especially this time of year. You know, I'm so grateful for them. And the community down here, they're more than grateful. A big, big difference. It really helps.
Cecilia Darcy is one of the Midwest Simon volunteers who helps out with organising the food banks.
We have seen an increase ourselves in the amount of food parcels we have to pack on a weekly basis. It used to start off at 50, maybe 100. Now it's gone into the 350, which is astronomical.
How much of a difference does it make to people who avail of the food banks?
It's dramatic. It's not even a necessity anymore. It's part of their life now. They couldn't function without our food parcels here in the Simon. And I got into it through a friend of mine who was struggling at the time. And then I decided to volunteer before COVID. And even during COVID, Simon did an astronomical job of making sure that people had enough in an extremely difficult situation. It's going to be a necessity that we're not going to ever do without anymore because it's part of life now. We see a range of people that, you know, middle-aged people, elderly people, young people from all walks of life who, through circumstances, to be honest with you, beyond their control, have to avail of Simon now. And I would wish that the government would take more notice and understand that you cannot feed more people with the same credits that you get every month. Things have to dramatically increase.
Another woman who was queuing at the food bank in Limerick outlined its necessity from her point of view.
I think it's great because the price of living today, it's very hard. Social welfare, it's not, like, you know what I mean? You're paying your bills and you're getting your shopping and you're looking after the kids. There's not much, like, you know what I mean? Where the food bank, you're getting a lot out of it, like, someone helps you with it.
The food bank for a lot of people could be the difference between a good Christmas and a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, Christmas is very hard every year. Do you know what I mean? When you have a big family, the price of living is gone sky high here in Ireland.
Neil Garvey is the chief executive of Midwest Simon.
We help over 6,000 people a year through the food bank, distributing 30,000 parcels. Some people come every 2 weeks or every month, and some people are less regular. Christmas is obviously a huge time, and unfortunately this Christmas we have to turn away people who haven't been registered with us from earlier in the year because we just don't have enough food. We hopefully see them again in January and February, and I've noticed our registrations in 2025 are up 25% on the previous year.
That's quite a stark statistic.
It is, unfortunately. It probably doesn't surprise people, though. But just everybody's feeling the pinch, and if we can give a little bit of help with the food, at least we can do that.
He says it's difficult to reconcile Ireland's economic status with the need for food banks.
Yeah, it's terrible. And I suppose Midwest Simon, we started 20 years ago to help people experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness, and that at-risk bit became wider because now a lot of people have choices to make between paying rent, paying very high energy costs or eating. That's why we got into the whole food poverty area. In the beginning, we didn't realise how much it would grow, and it is very sad that people have to rely on this, but I suppose we're happy that we can do our bit to help them. We want to do an awful lot more, and we want to turn it into a model that is not just about handing out packets of cornflakes and pasta, but about helping people with why they're experiencing difficulty and helping them with their budgeting, their nutritional advice, all of those things.
Geraldine O'Donnell is another of the volunteers who helps out in Limerick.
They're down here from 8 o'clock to 8:15 waiting for their bags, and they get a family bag or a single bag, and they just pack up and put them into their bags, has their own bags with them, and they just go away home as happy as Larry. Now, as you can see, that's when people come in, they don't push, they don't shove, they don't do anything, they just wait until it's their time. They come from everywhere they come. It is great now, do you know what I mean? Because people hasn't the money. and they're really, really appreciate it.
And that sentiment was shared by this man who was part of a very long queue at the food bank.
We'd be snow corral here over hour. There's an awful lot of people struggling. Everything going up the whole time. Makes a great difference. I've three grown up sons living with me, you know what I mean? And you can't keep them fed at all.
They take feeding.
And that's for sure.
Peter O'Connell reporting there from Limerick. It's 17 minutes past 8.